Republicans Tom Farese and Doug Little were elected to the Corporation Commission last week, and they benefited from more than $3 million in dark money spending during their campaign. APS, which is regulated by the commission, is widely believed to be the primary source of that dark money. While that's not against the law, some say APS did cross an ethical line and question whether Farese and Little will be able to make important decisions at arm's length. For instance, one of the first decisions Farese and Little could make will be whether to eliminate a portion of the state's energy efficiency standards. Last week, outgoing Commissioner Gary Pierce proposed doing away with the requirement that APS and other utilities have to make a 22% cut to the amount of power they sell to customers by 2020.
The 22% we use by 2020 is aggressive. And it was always aggressive. The utilities told us that when we adopted it.
The standards were approved 4 years ago, and utilities have been offering subsidies and rebates to customers for switching to things like energy-efficient appliances. But Pierce says determining the cost-effectiveness of the program is just too subjective, and many times the commission and the utilities don't see eye to eye. So Pierce says he's proposing a more standardized process. And instead of the 22% goal by 2020, efficiency goals would be set every 2 years.
I don't believe this energy efficiency issue is going to be favored by the utilities. There may be certain parts of it they favor.
But other people, like former Commissioner Renz Jennings, argue this is exactly what the utilities want. Jennings says there's no evidence the current standards aren't working, and getting rid of them would be a mistake.
The problem a utility has is they make money by selling electricity, not by saving it.
And he says issues like this are exactly why Farese or Little should subpoena APS to disclose its political spending when they join the commission in January.
He ought to commit to doing that if he expects to be trusted and not viewed as in the tank for the company.
Corporation commissioners have subpoena power and a constitutional right to inspect the books, papers, business affairs, and so on of regulated companies like APS. Currently, the commission has no plans to exercise that power over APS's political spending, and there are big disagreements as to whether the commission should or even could do that. Here's what Farese had to say on election night last week.
I talked to some attorneys, and I don't believe it works that way. I believe that it's more complicated than that, but, you know, I do have concerns about it. I'm the beneficiary of it.
But Commissioner Bob Burns says it does work that way, and he's still deciding what to do. But because by law, Farese and Little couldn't have any control over APS's political spending, he's not sure what a subpoena would prove.
I think there could be some perceived influence, possibly. But that's in the eye of the beholder.
Pierce, on the other hand, says sending a subpoena to APS
is just a silly proposition.
And he says APS has free speech rights, just like any other company or person. And because of that, it wouldn't respond to a subpoena.
I don't expect that to happen because it would be a waste of time. It would be purely a political maneuver. You're proposing a political maneuver. That's all it is, because nothing will happen.
And if the commission doesn't try, Pierce is right. Nothing will happen. Christina Hansen, KJZZ News.